Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, we are live. This is Sunday night, prime time. It's 7:01 in the p.m. My name is Clint Davis. Somebody gave me the keys to this bus. So we're going to do everything we can. We're going to take it on down the road. Speaking of down the road, we're going to talk about some games that were held yesterday in Warner, Oklahoma, the Roland Youth League football teams, first and second grade. Third and fourth grade, and the fifth and sixth grade teams traveled to Warner, Oklahoma. We're going to talk about those games here in just a little bit. Also, joining us live on the podcast, maybe even for the first time ever. I've done a podcast for a few years. A lot of you know that. I think this is the first time we've ever had this person on. The director of Roland Youth League Football, Mr. Anthony DeWitt. He will join us here in just a couple of minutes. But first, we need to talk about our sponsor. A lot of you guys know, here in Roland, look, you go down Roland Road, 814 South Roland Road. You look out across toward the west side of the road there, and what do you see? Deja Nu Gift and Thrift Store in beautiful Roland, Oklahoma. Now, there's a lot of things we're going to talk about. Deja Nu's got some new stuff going on. Now, if you want to contact Holly, Holly and Emily run the joint. You can contact Holly anytime, probably even right now. So if you're looking at getting some of these things in your winter wardrobe or your maybe Halloween costumes and stuff like that, we're going to talk about some crazy things that they've going on, some sales and all that kind of stuff. Give Holly a call, 479-719-8808. All right. Now, right now they're closed, but pretty sure Holly's got that number on her hip, and there's all kinds of stuff. Holly wanted me to let everybody know they now have fall clothing at Deja Nu Gift and Thrift Store, 814 South Roland Road. Stop in, check out the fall clothing. I don't know if everybody's like me or not, but I've got no shame in going to the thrift store. My goodness, sometimes you find some of the best things in those joints. So stop by at 814 South Roland Road. Give them a look-see. Now, you know that Deja Nu donates proceeds from the company to our local schools, Moffitt, Muldrow, Liberty, Roland. Who am I leaving out? I'm leaving somebody out, I think. I don't know. I'm going to have to get a good list. But I'm sure a lot of you have seen Holly presenting checks to different school officials. And, you know, made some news in the old newspapers around here. But Holly said they now have fall clothing. She's got Halloween costumes, coats and jackets are on the racks, as well as other odds and ends. Now, to find out what those odds and ends are, you need to go to the store. All right. On October 23rd and 24th, I know that's a little ways off, but, on October 23rd and 24th, put it on your calendar, they are having a 50-cent sale, okay? Now, I don't know. I don't have real good clarification. I don't know if it's everything in the store. I would imagine that it can't be. There's some things you can't mark down for two quarters. But there's a lot that they can and a lot that they will. So October 23rd and 24th, put it on the calendar, 50-cent sale at Deja Nu Gift and Thrift Store. Once again, 814 South Roland Road. They also have very gently used name brand clothing. They've got dishes, toys, bedding, baby items, books, custom-made signs, and door hangers. There is some kind of sale going on every day, and you can find them on Facebook. Just type in Deja Nu Thrift and Gift or Deja Nu Gift and Thrift in your search bar. Also, what I want you to type in your search bar, this is the reason why we do this show. This is the Roland Youth League 16 podcast. We are live right now, Sunday night, 7:05 in the p.m., on blogtalkradio.com. We are live on Facebook, and we're on iTunes, okay? So if you want to go to your podcast section on iTunes anytime after the show airs, type in the Ranger Radio Network. Look for the episode that talks about our league director, Anthony DeWitt, and a week 3 review. That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to go over yesterday's games. I couldn't make it to the games, had to work. But I understand that there's some pretty exciting things that went down, especially the first game, the first and second grade game, the very first game of the day. We're going to talk about that a little bit too. We'll talk to Anthony DeWitt about that. We'll get his take on how the first and second grade team's doing. Then we'll talk about the third and fourth grade here. We've got a little bit of news about them. And then the always steady fifth and sixth grade Roland Youth League Rangers. They just keep rolling opponents up and shipping them back to the house. So we'll talk about them, and we'll make sure we get the news to you that we need. And we're going to talk about where everybody's going to be next week. We've got another away game coming up for all three grades. So we'll get into that too. So, welcome to the show. Stop by Deja Nu Gift and Thrift Store at 814 South Roland Road. They are the exclusive sponsor of the Roland Youth League 16 podcast right here on blogtalkradio.com. Now, I'm looking at my switchboard. I believe we have somebody holding the line with us. I'm going to see if I can't click some buttons here, make some magic happen. My buttons are a little bit delayed. I don't know what's going on with my switchboard here. But my buttons are a little bit off, and so we're gonna see if we can get Mr. Anthony DeWitt to come on live. I see his number on my switchboard. I know he's there. I know he's listening. But if I can get this lovely studio to stop playing games with me, we'll get him connected. So I've hit the magic button. And we'll see if anything pops up. Might have to refresh my page. Sometimes that's how it goes. Technical difficulties. It's a live show. You got to love stuff like that. So I'm going to go ahead and reload. Now, what I want to remind you about is if you are on Facebook, this is not going to hurt you to do this. It would be a very wonderful thing if you could. Go up to your search bar. Type in Roland Youth League Football. Click on the page and like it. Okay, we're still, we're still trying to get up to 500 likes on that page. So make sure you go and give it a look-see and like it. Also in your search bar, type in the Ranger Radio Network. Guys, we went up 120-something likes just yesterday alone. That's a lot of likes. So appreciate the support for the page. Roland Youth League Football page as well, but get up in your search bar and type those things in, Roland Youth League Football and the Ranger Radio Network. Like the page. Now, Mr. Anthony DeWitt, are you with me?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. I've been up since I don't know what time this morning, probably about 5 o'clock, and got me a little cardio in and took myself to work on foot, and it was a nice little walk this morning. And then about right after I got there, started storming again. So it's just been kind of, I don't know, the sun came out a little bit, but it was a little bit dreary. I'm just I'm a little bit tired today. How about you?
Can't ever go wrong when you start your day with a little cardio.
But yeah,
I'm doing good. We've been kicked back today, just a little family Sunday, you know. like to spend some time with the kids on Sundays, because I don't have much time during the week, you know, with this league going and then all the my work and my workouts and all, you know, just don't get as much time with them as I like. So we spend all day Sundays as a little family, you know. So
that's awesome. That's what I like to hear. Now let's talk about what we do as a family on Saturday. So yesterday, you know, everybody got up real early in the morning. Everybody ate their Wheaties. They jumped in the truck. They headed on down the road to Warner, Oklahoma. Tell us a little bit, first of all, what were the facilities like there?
Well, Warner has a nice little place. You know, that's the home of our league. We play out of the Warner League. So they have a nice little place. They welcomed us and you know, rolled out the red carpet for us and all. We showed up ready to go. Our first grade squad, man, they got their first win of the season. And it was a big one. They come out and smoked Warner Gold 20-0. I mean, it was a good game. That's a really young team. They're composed of mainly first graders that's never even seen a football field before, other than watching ball games and whatnot. But yeah, they came out and put a whooping down. I was really impressed. I'm really impressed with their coaching staff. Marcus Dawes, he took control of that team, and he's really doing a good job.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. You know, one of the things I pointed out on a previous podcast was the fact that it wasn't football, it was basketball, but when Marcus was in elementary school, he was on one of my teams. So I got to coach Marcus, and now Marcus is out there just kind of giving back to the community. What has Marcus done, really? You know, I mean, I know we've seen definitely a lot of changes since the first week, but what does it look like Marcus is doing with these kids that's getting them on point?
Well, he's got a lot of good help out there with him, and they're really focusing on blocking and fundamentals, and they've got these kids learning a lot. I mean, you know, first and second graders, fundamentals is where it's at, and you really want to pound that into them. You know, form tackling and mainly learning their hose and whatnot. And I mean, these boys are really coming along. I see a pretty good season for them. They're starting off. They did drop their first two games, which were non-conference games, and don't count against them towards playoffs. So they're starting out conference play 1-0 and looking really good.
Nice. Yeah, I was glad to see they pitched a shutout. You know, usually when we see a shutout on a Roland Youth League score, it's the fifth and sixth grade team. And, you know, but this time it was the first and second grade. I'm really glad they got the win. And so, you know, it's just nothing but up from here.
Oh, no doubt. And they got a really strong running back and a really smart little quarterback. And I see a very bright future for that group of kids.
That's good. Now we're going to kind of transition into the third and fourth graders. And I know that they've hit a little snag here, but, you know, when these third graders started out the season, they had never lost as first graders. They had never lost as second graders. And then they got their first taste of defeat, you know, a week ago. And then what happened yesterday?
Man, they came out and they put on a hard fought battle. It was a back and forth game the whole way. They ended up dropping the game by 1 point in overtime. But them boys got a lot of heart and they got a lot of guts and they play hard football. They'll get back on track and start winning, no doubt. It's just, you know, they're stepping up from that first and second grade playing, and it's a different ball game. Third and fourth graders, you know, it's a whole lot different ball game than it is with the first and second graders. They got some experience under their belt. You start getting kids that really, really start learning how to lay the lick down. And I mean, it's just one of them things. They're taking some growing pains, but they're going to bounce back and be just fine.
Yeah, hopefully they will. I know it's tough on those kids. You know, I saw a couple of parents talking about, you know, their sons had never lost on the football field, and now all of a sudden they have. And of course, you and I both know it's a great lesson for the kids. I hate when anybody loses, but, you know, in football, there's always going to be a loser in a game, not as far as, you know, personally or anything. These kids are great at what they do, but, you know, it is a good lesson. It teaches, you know, discipline and humility and respect for the opponent and things like that. So I really do hope they bounce back, put some wins underneath their belt. Now, the fifth and sixth grade, we got to talk about these guys because They just keep blowing people out. I mean, it's just been touchdown after touchdown after touchdown from the fifth and sixth graders. I feel like they have completely torn up the field and rolling, and maybe that's why we had to have a couple of away games after, because they needed time to repair the grass. But what are your kids doing? I know you and Rocky work real close. Of course, you know, Wild Bill's out there, and what are you guys doing to kind of zone these kids in? Because they act like they're just not really playing anybody when they get out there. I mean, yeah, they're good at what they do, and these other teams, they haven't been bad. It's just that you guys, I don't know what you guys are doing, but tell us, you know, how you're getting these kids amped up before they get out there on the field.
I actually got to say, this Warner Gold team, it was a tough team. I mean, it was an all sixth grade team. You know, we're primarily fifth grade with some sixth grade mixed in. This Warner Gold was a tough, tough team, man. They were a hardcore I formation running team, and they really pounded it. I mean, I think in that first half, we probably only had the ball for 30 seconds. I mean, we scored off a defensive touchdown, a little pick six action about 45, 50 yards out. And then we scored on the very last play of the half, end around, maybe 70-yard touchdown on that one. But other than that, they controlled the ball the first half. They was grinding it down us. I mean, they might have only got 40 yards, but, boy, they milked that clock, and they run that ball hard. But
yeah,
we work a lot on defense, and we work a lot on pursuits. You know, we're teaching these boys that, you know, everyone pursues the ball. It doesn't matter if it's on your side or not, you're still pursuing the ball, and that's the main focus. We really hammer down on defense.
Yeah, that's good, you know, and I can kind of relate. I know totally different sport, but I can kind of relate as far as pursuit goes. You know, like in basketball, you know, everybody's got, especially that young, everybody's got to learn how to rebound. It doesn't matter if you're kicked out on the wing or down low or sitting on the bench. I mean, you got to go after that ball, and that's what you're teaching these kids with football. They have to have a nose for where the ball is at all times.
Yeah, no doubt. And we got some really talented boys on our fifth and sixth grade team. We got some hard hitters, and they got a nose for the ball. They get in there and they find it. I mean, it's like it's just second nature to them. You know, they do it effortlessly. And I mean, I love all the boys, but I'm really partial to these boys. You know, because I've been coaching them. This is the second year now I've been coaching them. And boy, this sixth grade bunch, I don't think they've ever had a winning season, and they're on the way to something special this year. I feel anyways.
Yeah. Now, for everybody listening, and for people like me who didn't get to go to the game, what was the final score of the fifth and sixth grade game?
Fifth and sixth grade game closed out at 26-8, and that 8 points is the first points allowed all season by that fifth and sixth grade squad. They've just been rolling over people.
Yeah, they really have, and they've got an excellent defense too. You know, they know how to move the ball on offense. But then, you know, again, going back to teaching them pursuit of the ball and having a nose for where the ball is, you know, these kids are always – they're always coming up with some type of big play on defense. You know, like you said, I mean, they've kept their opponents scoreless until last week, and that, you know, or until yesterday. That's week three. I mean, that's pretty. Not a lot of teams can say that kind of thing. So, you know, I think
right.
They're doing
and
really well.
We've had defensive scores back to back weeks now. So, I mean, our defense is bringing points to the table. Our special teams has brought points to the table. I mean, we haven't even had to open up the playbook offensively yet. We've got so much more that we hadn't even shown that these boys are really talented. We got so much speed, and I say we don't have a lot of depth, but boy, we got a lot of talent, a lot of speed, and a lot of heart. And these boys really want to win. So I see great things. I see a great, great season ahead for them.
Yeah, and that's especially a good thing when these kids this young are coming up with big defensive plays and getting defensive points and special teams points, because what they probably are starting to realize now is that gives their offensive line a lot of time to sit back and rest if they can come up with a turnover and score at the same time, or if special teams can get out there and say, hey, quarterback, lineman, take a break. We're going to run this one in and get some Gatorade or something like that. So, you know, they're doing an excellent job at putting the points up. Now, did you get any good GoPro footage yesterday of the game?
I actually did not. I'd actually planned on filming the Maldro Red Warner Maroon game. It actually happened right before us. And that Maldro Red team, boy, they are stacked. They are some big – it's an all sixth grade team. They haven't lost a game yet. They blew out everyone they played, and they were very impressive. And I actually wanted to get footage of them, but I ran off and left the daggum memory card at home. So I ended up with zero footage. I did take me some notes, and I think they actually set after their game and actually recorded us. So they took some film of us. So it's going to be a battle, and that game is actually going to be played October 8th, and it's going to be our homecoming weekend, our big homecoming weekend. You will not want to miss that game. That will probably be the game of the season, and it will. I most definitely decide who's going to be first place in our conference going into playoffs. I'm certain of that.
Yeah, now that's something else I was about to bring up. You know, there's some different news throughout the league. You know, obviously we went to pick up some new uniforms here just a couple of days ago. They look great. You know, there's some different things going on with the league, but you know, October 8th, that, I mean, just how big of a weekend is that going to be for our league?
Dude, we're expecting Ranger Stadium to be packed out. We've got a couple of our little things we're trying to work on to make it even better, but I think we've got 23 girls walking in homecoming roundabout. So, I mean, it's going to be a big weekend. They're all fundraising. You know, we're doing this big homecoming fundraiser, and all of our profits we're donating to the Rolling Booster Club, Rolling Quarterback Club. So, I mean, this is a big thing for us. We like giving back to the school. We like giving back to the community any chance we can. And I think this is going to be really big, and I think we can continue to grow it even bigger every year. So, I mean, it's going to be something really good.
Yeah, that's a big number. I can't wait to see how homecoming turns out. Personally, I've never seen a homecoming with nearly the amount of people who are going to be walking in this thing. So, it, you know, I don't know how the voting's going to go down or how any of it's structured or who's even voting. I don't know who's got the ballots in their hands. But, you know, this does look to be something pretty promising, especially with the fundraising going on. It's always important that people come out and support the league, support the kids. You know, we've got all these cheerleaders for all three grades. We've got all these football players from all three grades. You know, and then, of course, the families of the coaching staff for each of the grades. And then just, you know, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, sisters, brothers, everybody. I mean, this should be pretty huge.
Yeah, I'm hoping there's not a empty seat in the house. I think we usually the Rolling Maldro games fill the place up. We usually have great attendance, and I look for it to be no different that night. It's actually going to be a set of evening games, and I think we're looking to start homecoming around 4:30, which, you know, that's not concrete yet, but it's a work in progress. And then games are slated to kick off at 6, 7, and 8 p.m. So we'll be playing under the lights. The boys love playing under the lights. I think they get a little more pumped when we get to play at night. And, it should be an amazing night, really. And as far as the homecoming goes, we've got the girls that's walking. And the way they're decided winner-wise will be it is a fundraiser, so whoever raises the most funds, however they can do it. I know some moms are selling candy, some are doing raffles, I think some's doing auctions, but you know, whoever raises the most money out of each grade will be crowned queen, and we will have a queen for each grade, first through sixth. So, I mean, it's gonna be a nice little deal. I think all the kids are excited. I mean, I hear them talking about it every time I'm around them, and everyone is happy to be involved. Got a lot of good parents volunteering and stepping up, so it's gonna be a big event.
Yeah, and that's good. Now that you have kind of revealed the way that this is gonna crown a queen to the homecoming, because it's not a popularity contest; it's an actual, absolute competition that these kids are just going to get out there and start knocking down. Well, they're not going to knock down any doors, but you know, they're going to do everything they can, you know, to raise funds for the league and raise funds for their teams And, you know, and then in the long run, I mean, obviously one of these days these kids are going to be playing high school football. And then when they've got all these donations coming in from Maryland Youth League, which is unprecedented. I don't believe it's ever been done before until you got involved. And they're going to look back and think, now that's what this is all about. That's why we did what we did, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, whatever it is. And, you know, and so it's just, I mean, it's just going to keep paying it forward over and over and over. And it's good to get these kids involved and raising money and, you know, teaching a little bit about salesmanship. So many kids these days, you know, you hear about all these injuries on the playground. Well, it's because these kids stay cooped up with a Wii Pod and they're playing video games all the time. But, hey, not our kids, not our kids. They're getting out. They're going door to door. They're raising money. They're, you know, they're playing sports. They're active in cheerleading. And that's good to see, you know, because the hands-on generation is I think it's gone. But, you know, some of these kids these days are kind of, you know, trying to keep it going, and that's going to be good for them in the long run. Who knows? We may be coaching and announcing the, you know, the one of the future presidents of the United States in, you know, 30, 40 years down the road. Who knows? But
no doubt.
You know, it'll
never know. Never know about that sort of thing. As far as the Youth League donations goes, the Youth League is always donates to the school. I'm looking to really blow it up to a new level. I want to get to where we're donating $10,000 a year to the school. This year my goal is $6,000, and I think this homecoming will generate that. And you know, I would love nothing more than to hand over a $6,000 check to Mr. Randy Wood up there and say, you know, this is from Rolling Youth League. We appreciate y'all supporting us, and we really want to give back. You know, the schools are struggling financially in Oklahoma right now, and anything we can do to give back to the school and the community, that's what we're all about.
Yeah, that's good, and I've had different people shoot me messages and say, hey, it's a good idea that you guys have kind of teamed up with. with Holly down at Deja New Gift and Thrift Store, because, you know, she's giving back to the schools too. So, you know, it is a good thing to see different organizations, different businesses, things like that can say, you know what, this is really the root cause of what we need to be doing, these schools and the funding. You know, we need to help out any way we can. So I'm glad that, you know, money's being donated to the quarterback club, and you never know just how useful that stuff's going to be in the long run. So, you know, I'm pretty excited about it. I'm definitely excited about homecoming weekend. October 8th is a Saturday. You know, the evening games have just been announced. I'm thinking it's going to be a pretty big crowd too. I don't know why it wouldn't be. You know, Roland Muldrow has always been a rival. It doesn't matter what grade you're in or if you've been out of school for 65 years. Everybody wants to see the Rangers whip up on the Bulldogs.
Yeah, without a doubt. I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, though. Let's go ahead and talk about this coming Saturday. We're gonna be playing in Stillwell this coming Saturday. Stillwell, as from what I've seen so far, they've got pretty decent squad. I hear they're pretty big boys, so you know our guys aren't the biggest. We got a lot of speed, but we ain't got a lot of size. We'll be kicking off in Stillwell. And these times our subjects change, but 9, 10, and 11 a.m. respectively for first and second, third and fourth, and fifth and sixth. And that would be September the 24th.
Yeah, next weekend. I mean, coming up, you know, for those of you who have never been to Stillwell, if you're listening, if you're coming from Roland, you go to Salisaw and turn north. That's pretty much all you got to do. And you'll run right into it. There's not much up that way. But, you know,
oh,
yeah,
great,
Stillwell's always good.
Ride.
Yeah, easy, simple. You know, Stillwell's always good for competition. It doesn't, you know, I think back of when I was when we were in school, you know, and we always played Stillwell in baseball, and it didn't matter what time of the day or the evening or the night it was. They always came to play. I know their football teams are the exact same way, and I haven't seen their youth league yet, but hopefully their youth league shows up to play some good football too, so. We'll get a good look at them next week.
I'm sure it'll be some good ball games. I'm looking forward to it. I look forward to every week here once season gets going. It's a lot of work and a lot of stress, but boy, getting out there on that field, it's just something about it, man. You just, you know, never leaves you.
Yeah. It's kind of liberating when you get out there. And, of course, then you got the music going. You got the crowd going. Everybody's interested. And you got your kids buying their popcorn and hot dogs and all that good stuff and drinking their pops. And, you know, it's just a good atmosphere. And so, yeah, I mean, it's already shaping up to be a great season. And I know the playoff race is gonna get wild for all three of our teams. So I'm looking forward to seeing who's in the chase and who can bring that title home. Now, as far as any other like news or any other notes or anything like that, do you have anything else you want people listening to know about?
Yeah, actually I do. We were actually scheduled to do team football pictures today, and we had to cancel due to the rain this morning. And we rescheduled them for next Sunday, September 25th, at 4 p.m. up at the football field. So if anyone's listening to this and you don't get messaged otherwise, that's where we'll be taking pictures at next weekend. So.
Okay. So up at the football field next weekend, what time did you say they're going to do it?
We'll start at 4 p.m. with the first and second, and then the third and fourth will be about 4:30, and then fifth and sixth will close it out probably around 5 o'clock.
Okay, that'll work. Now, you know, man, it's always good to talk to you. I appreciate you coming on. I know it's been, like you said, it's been a family day, and so I'm not going to keep you away from the family too awfully long. But, I'm glad you took some time to come on. I think there's a lot of things people are going to want to hear about. We're starting to pick up numbers on the podcast, and that's a good thing to see. We had over 300 and something listens on the last podcast, and that was just in the – like maybe the first 48 hours. So, people are listening live.
Stuff.
Yeah. People are hitting the playback later on. I noticed a bunch of downloads on iTunes. And so that's a good thing too. People know where to find us. They know where to get a hold of us, and with the Rolling Youth League football page, I noticed, I clicked on the page the other day and there was a button to send a message and it said, usually responds within 1 to 2 minutes. And that's good because when people are shooting you guys messages, the league, you guys are getting back with them pretty quick. And I know that's what people like to see, a really, really quick turnover there. So, there's different apps.
I run that page myself. And if anyone can get a hold of me on there anytime, my number floats around out there also. So, I mean, I can be reached pretty easily. Any questions, concerns, comments, I my door is always open for anyone, and I'm always there to listen. And we really appreciate the hard work and all the work you put in for us as Voice of the Rangers and doing this radio show for us. It's really a pretty awesome deal, man. Well, we appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's just, for me, man, it's all about the kids. I started coaching youth league sports when I was 16 years old, still a sophomore in high school. And, that's where my heart's always been, with getting these kids, on a good level and bringing them, up through sports the right way. And this is a platform that we've never had at Rolling School. We've never had a podcast. We've never had something that you can distribute on social media where these kids are involved, where they can hear about their scores and their games. And obviously we're going to be throwing some names around here in a while, and they're going to love that. But this is something that they've never had. We never had when we were kids. Anything I can do to get this promoted and get this out in the open, I'll do it 24/7.
Yes, sir. We appreciate that. And anything we can do for you, we're here for you, buddy. So just holler at me, whatever. So.
Will do. All right, man, we're going to let you get back to your evening. And, of course, I'll recap a little bit of this here in just a little bit. But, Anthony, thank you for coming on the show, and I will talk to you soon.
Have a good night, buddy. We'll talk at you later.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Anthony DeWitt. He is the league director for Rolling Youth League Football. It's good to have him on the show. It's good to get a little bit of insight. I could sit here and talk all day. I mean, a lot of people who know me are thinking, yeah, right. Clint Davis talk. Yeah, okay. But I could. I could just get on here and talk. I could talk about things, bring up different points, talk about scores, 5-2, 6-1, 3-3. But that's not going to do any good. When we get somebody like our league director to come in, and say, hey, here's what's going on, and hey, I'm excited about the progress, or I am completely content with the progress, or the progress is going sky high out of this thing, and I really think it is. I really don't think we've even gotten started to hit the potential that we can hit with this youth league organization. Personally, I love being the voice of the Youth League Rangers. It's great. You know, you get up on Saturday mornings, you get off work for the weekend, you go in, you're at the football, but I'm at the football field. Anthony DeWitt and I, we hit the football field between, 6 and 6:30 in the mornings on a Saturday. That's how much we love this stuff. Now, of course, there are things that we need to do. You know, I've got to get the sound set up in the press box, get the scoreboard going, and wait for Kyle Burst to be late. To show up. Love you, Kyle. Anthony's down there with some of the coaches, and they're having, little side meetings before the games, which is always needed. They're also getting the field ready. We're putting the pylons out, the goalpost pads, everything getting ready for the game. And then the magic happens, and people start piling into the crowd. I believe adult tickets to the games at home are $3, and tickets for kids are $2, I think. I'm not sure. Anthony's probably still got this on play right now, so maybe he'll shoot me a text, wink, wink, and let me know the admission ticket prices. So I think that's what I saw on a piece of poster board that was out on one of the tables, but we'll get that fixed for you. But everybody, yeah, 3-2. He just shot me a message. Hey, that's dedication right there. I know. I said Facebook says that he'll respond within 1 to 2 minutes, but that was maybe 15 seconds. So, yeah, $3 and $2 for adults and kids to get into these games at home. All of our home games are played at Ranger Stadium at the school. You people who are listening to this know that. There are some people listening. There's quite a few people listening live right now, and if you are, I want to say thank you on behalf of this podcast and Roland Youth League Football for tuning in. I don't know what everybody's doing on a Sunday night. I'm going to try to get some rest personally. But, I love the fact that we're on the air. We can take this thing to the air anytime we want. And with us being on blogtalkradio.com and Facebook and iTunes, you can listen to this podcast any time of the day, anywhere you are. You can even jump on your phone, sync it to your Bluetooth in your car, and if you have a long drive home at the end of the workday, you can listen to this podcast. I know that not everybody's dream is to listen to Clint Davis on their way home from work, but it is an option. All right, it's 7:37 in the p.m. I'm not going to keep everybody on here too much longer, but we did talk about, Anthony DeWitt pointed out the fact that our first and second grade team got their first win. And it is a conference win. The first two games, non-conference. They lost both those games. Not a big deal. They've come back with a win in week three. So anything's possible. They got their first win. It's a conference win. So they're already sitting pretty going into, hey, the rest of the season determines who's going to be in the playoffs, who's going to win that championship. So our first and second grade team is on the money right now. Third and fourth grade team. Obviously, they've had some hiccups. There's some issues that they're going to work on. I know they will. Especially for those third graders, they don't like to lose. And they're not used to it either. Not saying they have to get used to it, but this will teach them a lesson that, hey, maybe things aren't always, cut and dry. Maybe we can't just go out there, win a game, go home. They've got to get out there. They've got to play nose-to-nose, head-to-head for 4 10-minute quarters. And then they can take their victory back to the house with them. Fifth and sixth graders, another win. Another day, another win for the fifth and sixth grade Youth League Rangers. These kids are impressive. Not that the other teams aren't, but if you go and watch the fifth and sixth grade game, you will not be disappointed whatsoever. Like Anthony said, they're bringing in points on special teams. They're bringing in points on defense. And, of course, their offense knows how to move the ball. Anytime you can score, 26 to 35 points a game or 40 points a game in youth league, I know some people may think, well, youth league, you can run the score up. Well, the older these kids get, they start being better competition for each other. So these fifth and sixth graders, man, they're really putting it on them. And so, you know, this coming weekend, September 24th, September 24th, Stillwell, we're going up to Stillwell. We are on the road. We do not have home games on Saturday, September 24th. We are in Stillwell. And like I mentioned, if you're coming from Roland, jump on I-40. When you get to Salisaw, go north, okay? You know, it's a pretty easy trip. It's a kind of one and done, straight through. You're there. You know, easy trip up and back. There's a lot of good sights to see on the way. A lot of good Oklahoma countryside. So make sure you guys, next Saturday morning, jump in the car, jump in the truck, whatever you got, rocket ship, hoverboard, I don't care. Go to Stillwell. All right? Now, don't set an attendance record at Stillwell. We want to save that for October 8th, which is our homecoming. A lot of stuff is going on here. Fundraising, big-time fundraising. And, folks, there's nothing that I can ask you except to please think about donating to these kids. It's all going for a good cause. It's all going to benefit our youth league and Roland School. And, I mean, you can't beat it with a stick. No two ways about it. It's a great thing. Speaking of raising funds, our sponsor, our exclusive sponsor, Deja Nu Gift and Thrift Store, 814 South Roland Road in Roland. You guys know where this is. It's right next to the Chinese place. I'm not advertising or getting paid by the Chinese place to talk about them, but they do have some pretty amazing food there. So if you're at the Chinese place, you know where it is. It's on the west side of Roland Road. Okay, if you look at it, you'd be facing the sun in the evening. It's right next to the Chinese. It's in the same building with the Chinese restaurant. Great food to the left, great prices to the right. So that's where Deja Nu is on the right-hand side. I know it's probably sounded ridiculous, but it's something I just came up with. Good food on the left, great prices on the right. Stop in at Deja Nu Gift and Thrift Store. I'm a dork. 814 South Roland Road. Call Holly any time of the day. Well, not any time of the day. I shouldn't have said that. Holly, I'm sorry. Call Holly if you have any questions within reasonable hours. If you're a night owl, set your alarm during the day. Get up and make a phone call. Holly will probably have her phone on her hip. 479-719-8808. Now, I want to talk about what we covered earlier. They've got some things in. They now have fall clothing. Deja Nu. Gift and Thrift. They now have fall clothing. We all know the temperatures are going to start dropping. Okay? The deer are going to start moving a lot more. They're going to want to get shot here in a while. And we might just have to say, okay, but we'll help them with that. But if you need fall clothing when these temperatures drop, stop in at Deja Nu Gift and Thrift Store. They have Halloween costumes. They have coats and jackets on the racks and other odds and ends. On October 23rd, and 24th, they are having a 50-cent sale. Okay? They're not selling the wrapper. Oh, terrible joke. They are having a 50-cent sale. Okay? A lot of things are going to be marked down to 50 cents. You never know what it's going to be. Could be a pair of shoes. Could be a hat. Could be an outfit. Could be some stylish, I don't know, what are the kids wearing these days? Tommy Hilfiger jeans? I don't know. Maybe some Ralph Lauren shirts? I have no clue. That's what we wore back in high school. That was the 90s. But they've got a lot of stuff going on. October 23rd and 24th, 50-cent sale at Deja Nu. They have very gently used and name brand clothing. They've got dishes, toys, bedding, baby items, and books. Excuse me for a second. I had to take a sip of this ice-cold lemonade sitting to my right. this Ranger Studio we've got going on, this is a nice place. I walked in. There was some pizza. There was some lemonade. I thought, man, this is great. We've got an excellent producer. She does not like for me to talk about who she is on the show. That's fine. Not going to mention her name, but she makes great brownies. And She's a great cook. Pizza's delicious, too. They've got dishes, toys, bedding, baby items, and books. They have custom-made signs and door hangers down at Deja Nu. Custom-made signs and door hangers. Now, one thing that I had seen on Facebook that Holly said was that if you see it on Pinterest, chances are she can make it. Okay, there may be a few things you see on Pinterest, like a home-built 57 Chevy. She's not going to build you one of those, all right? But as far as custom-made signs, door hangers, things like that, for all kinds of seasons, Holly can do it. They have sales of some kind every single day, and you can find them on Facebook under Deja Nu Gift and Thrift Store. So type that in your search bar. Also in your search bar, type in Roland Youth League Football. Please click on the page. Please like the page if you have not already. If you have, share the page and encourage your friends to like it as well. Also, what's the last one here? Oh, yeah, the network page. In your search bar also, type in the Ranger Radio Network, click that page, and like it too. Please and thank you if you would. So that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. I appreciate everybody who has listened in live. I know we'll get quite a few listens coming up on the playback. And this is about the time that they start kicking me out of the studio because it's now Sunday night. How did I know that somebody was going to start the music? That means get out of here. So this Saturday, September 24th, we're going to be in Stillwell. Roland Youth League Football will be in Stillwell. Make sure you wear your orange and black and show your pride. We'll talk more about Deja Nu Gift and Thrift Store, and we'll talk more about homecoming coming up. So if you have any questions, go to Roland Youth League Football on Facebook. Shoot him a message, and we'll get you the information you need. So, until next time, got another show coming up. My name is Clint Davis. This is the Roland Youth League 16 podcast on blogtalkradio.com, Facebook, and iTunes. We'll see you later.